Morning, New York. This is Maria Kamen at MKPDE on Friday, June 30th. And we are discussing photography and with this ring, Ivy Wed. So we're having a good time here in New York, saying hi to all our friends in Anchor and commuting to work. So those of you commuting out there, be sure to pay attention to your neighbor and stay in your designated lane as we travel through the day. Today's weather in Encinitas is partly cloudy and 69 degrees. Go out and make it a great day. You can follow Maria Kamen at MKPDE on Instagram, tweet, and Facebook. Go out and make it a great day. Hi there, this is Maria Kamen at MKPDE on Anchor. Liking to thank Gina Burmes and Island Vibes for the favored of my station. I appreciate that. I, like you, am striving to make it a quality station, and now I have a shout out to Pokerman and Danger Zone and Barbara. How do you get past the 500 mark and into the 100? So I've been down to the 5,000 and climbed up to the 500 and then back down to the 5,000 and climbed back up to the 500. So how do I break it between 500 and 100? So that is my goal this summer, to get in the top 20 at Anchor. So wishing you all well and happy Friday, and looking forward to listening to your stations. This is Maria Kamen at MKPDE. Hi there, you are listening to Maria Kamen at MKPDE, and today we are discussing the last in the series of five with this ring, Ivy Wed, and we will be discussing photography. I have to share with you, I enjoy photography myself. I enjoy several photographies, and I do have a website that has some of my photographs up. If you want to see it, it is on mariakamenphotography.com, and it is sponsored by WIC, WIX.com, and it is definitely Friday, so I'm feeling the fatigue of the week. I hope that you're having a great day, and when it comes to photographers, wedding photographers, it is as a wedding planner that one of the professions I respect the most. They are always after the moment. They are not like paparazzi photography. They are definitely seeking the moment of their style. So there are several different kinds of styles in photography, and one of the things that a wedding planner does is help the couple decide not only what is their individual style, but what is the style that they would like to choose for their wedding. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today, and hopefully the information that I put on these podcast and radio station will help the couple, will help couples who can't afford a wedding planner, help them find the information that they desire so that they can make the right decision, because the wedding photographs are what last after the wedding, and it is something that you look on for years and years to come in your wedding process, in your wedding planning, in the wedding day-to-day in your marriage. And it is something you fall back on when you're struggling, or when you're in an argument mode, most people tend to look at their wedding photos and ask themselves, why did I marry this person? And the wedding photographs help rekindle the reasons why you married that person and helps reunite the couple. So wedding photographers are under time restraint, and couples request desire, and the list of photographs they have to take, they do tend to pose their couples when they're taking photographs with family and friends. And but there's also spontaneous photographs that go on, and so I really admire photographers for their choices and the fact that, you know, even when I went to a wedding and was taking photographs, I took way over 100 photographs. But out of the 100, maybe on average, I could find one that I would personally call the moment. And photographers are trained, wedding photographers are trained to catch the moment as many times as they can. So, this is Maria Kamen at MKPDE on Anchor, and we will continue with the topic of wedding photography. Hi there, you are listening to Maria Kamen at MKPDE on Anchor, and we are talking about wedding photography. That is one of the most important photo decisions you will make during your wedding, is photography. One of the things that I enjoy the most is helping my brides and groom discover what style they like of photography. And one of the things that I like to say is that wedding photography has four different styles. That does not include all the different types of photography that there are out there. There's architectural photography, there's food photography, there's fine art photography, and the list goes on. But in the wedding industry, there are four different styles. There is journalistic approach, there's editorial approach, there's lifestyle approach, and the last one is what I like to call action approach. You get to decide how you want your wedding story told for years and years to come. And the only way you can do that is to educate yourself on what you like to look at. Meaning, there are photographs that I like to look at, and there are photographs that aren't as pleasurable to my eyes look at it. It doesn't mean that they are a bad photograph. It means that I personally am not attracted to it. So as a couple, they get to decide first as individual, because one person might like a journalistic approach where the other person likes the action approach. So when that happens, you have to negotiate what you want your wedding story to be taken as. And photography is very, very much an art form, and it is very much important. It is the story of that day through pictures, through photographs. There have been many wedding stories made, many wedding movies made, and that is one of the things that you have to stop and consider. Will you be hiring a videographer? That's a whole different subject. But in photography, once you get to 100 guests, you want to hire another photographer. And the reason for that is the time restraints. You hire them not only for their photographic style, but also for the time. Are you going to have them there 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, the whole day?
And if you're planning a wedding and then a reception, the whole day is approximately 12 hours. So that's a long day in a photographer's life. And you, as the couple, need to know exactly what you're going to do. This is Maria Kamen at MKPDE discussing photography on Anchor.
Hi there, you are listening to Maria Kamen at MKPDE, and we are now discussing the have-to list in photography for your wedding day. If you're a bride or a groom out there, you get a piece of paper and an ink pen and write down all the I have to take photograph with. It is Aunt Betty that I haven't seen in a year, or Aunt Susie who only comes 10 times my lifetime, that's how many times I've seen her, or Grandma Jones who is visiting from Iowa, whatever the story is, write those people's names down and have it with one of your bridesmaids or one of your groomsmen who you know is responsible and assertive enough to make sure those photographs get taken, only because you know that at the end of it all, whoever told you to take a photograph with that person is going to want the photograph. One of the other things that I suggest brides to do is to have some kind of an online photo album. And most photographers can do that, where that Aunt Betty and Grandma Jones can go online and order it. In some cases, you might have to do the ordering for them. And I suggest that if you can't afford it, collect the money up front first and then place the order, so that as a couple, you're not further in debt. I know that sounds really tacky, but it is just one of those things that is a very easy way to get even more in debt after you have contracted and paid your photographer than to have to pay for the photographs that other people desire. So my suggestion to you is to definitely make that list. Make sure that the second photographer that you hired is on that list. And if you have to be in the pose with them, that they take care of that first. That's normally done between right after the wedding ceremony, before the dinner or lunch or brunch, during the cocktail hour. However, there are many weddings that I have planned that it's not really a cocktail hour, it's kind of refreshments. If it's during the day, it's, you know, they do serve alcoholic beverages. However, many people desire not to drink alcoholic beverages nowadays, but would like a refreshing water or a signature drink, and that's when those photographs are taken. That's the time crunch that I was discussing about earlier. That, you know, that photographer is rather amazing, that he can catch those moments in photography, and very impressive. So just make sure he is okay. And if you have a wedding planner, she should make sure that the photographer is getting plenty of water if he didn't bring an assistant, and is refreshed, and that he has, you know, a few moments to use the restroom during the time that you have hired him. If he's hired more than for 4 hours, you have to provide a lunch for him or a meal. And, you know, it is just a beautiful art. And if you have any questions, I hope that you'll take a moment to visit my website at mkpurediamondevents.com. And you have been listening to Maria Kamen at MKPDE on Anchor. Happy Friday, New York. You are listening to Maria Kamen at MKPDE on Anchor, and Saturday's program will be a medley of music for you because I am taking the day off. So I hope you have a great day and you make it a good one. Thank you for listening to Maria Kamen at MKPDE. I hope you will join us on Sunday. And oh my God, it's going to be a July Sunday. Can you believe it? We're there already. Don't tell me it's going to be 4th of July. Oh my gosh, can you believe that? I hope you'll join me on Sunday for the discussion of Ivanka Trump's book, Women Who Work. And we are on chapter 2. Let's rewrite the rules of success together and create a new world. We hope you have a great weekend. This is Maria Kamen at MKPDE on Anchor. Thank you, Anchor, for helping us be better at what we do through you. This is Maria Kamen at MKPDE. Happy 4th of July. Hi there. Thank you for listening to Maria Kamen at MKPDE on Anchor. And I so appreciate you following and tweeting how much you enjoy it to Anchor. And if you get the moment, definitely stop by and the website and check it out. They are an amazing platform for you to use and to get your word out. My word, it is December and it is the time for parties. Who doesn't like a good party? I honestly enjoy attending a well-planned party. But if I have to go to a party and just hang around and drink and not have some sense of what's going on, I honestly just get up and leave. I think I have planned enough parties and events in my lifetime to know when it is thought of for the guests. And one of the things that I do is I take the month of December off just to talk about parties, because that's not normally what I plan. I tend to plan events, which are a little bit bigger. But I do enjoy attending my friends' parties when they invite me. I just am one of these people that enjoy some kind of idea of what the party's about. For me, when somebody calls and says, hey, will you attend my party? I tend to ask what for and what's the purpose. And if they are like, well, man, I just want you to come over, hang out, and have a few beers, then that's a little bit different than, hey, I want you to come and rejoice with us and celebrate the season, and this is what's going to happen. You know, we'll have food there and we'll have beverages there, and maybe we'll watch a movie or a video, or maybe we'll just sing or dance, or, you know, but to just go out and go to someone's house to get drunk, that's not my thing. But it could be yours, and I'm not criticizing and I'm not saying don't do it. I'm just saying, you know, I don't enjoy them. And that's a personal preference. Not that you asked, actually. I'm rambling, and one of the things that I didn't want to do is ramble in my thoughts. Nonetheless, it is Blogmas. Blogmas is a time
when creative people get out there and give their messages and their thoughts, or sell products, or just share what's going on this time of year. Many Blogmas people start planning way ahead of time, you know, before October. However, I don't. I try to condense it to the month that I'm doing the activities in, and I try to go out amongst the people and shop and do everything. If it has something that I have to take for a photo shoot, to prompt. Now, normally I was posting on my blogspot.com. However, this year I'm posting all of them on my website at mkpurediamondevents.com. And yes, I am shamelessly promoting what I do in the hopes of receiving more clients. I would love for you to stop by my website and book an appointment or join the conversation in one of our many ways to do that. So my first Blogmas, it's now been a week, and I thought now is time enough to talk. The first topic of conversation is the 10 holiday gifts that I highly recommend for men. And, you know, I went out and went shopping and looked at what's being offered for you guys out there. And it is kind of a fancy year for you guys when it comes to suits and sunglasses and apparel. There's some really cool products. I didn't see the backpacks as much this year as I did last year. They were really trending in the men's department. This year, it seems that men are stepping up their game, and, you know, there's a lot of more shimmer and shine in the suits. And I know that sounds silly because I normally, and this is my thought, I normally see that on stage and performers. However, it is now to the common man. There are some really, really sharp products out there to make you guys look very handsome. And I, like many women, appreciate a man in a good suit, well-groomed, and like he put some thought into his life. So that was one of my top recommendations. And also some new fragrances out there for you guys. Chanel, Dior, Savage, they all have new fragrances this year. It's pretty cool. The sales guy was really good about what is trending right now versus what just came out. And I was pretty impressed by the sales department in several stores of men's department stores. And I am so glad, because I'm a mom of young men, and so I get away with asking questions. I'm not on the girlfriend thing, and I'm not on the wifey thing, and I'm not, you know, I get a lot of good answers, so I can appreciate all that you guys do for us women, and in return, I appreciate the respect I get back from all you young men. Okay, ladies, on equal opportunity, because that's all that we always holler. We want holler equal opportunity, equal pay. So guess what? There's some really cool things out for you out there too this Christmas, and gift giving ideas. I also have a blog for Blogmas on the 10 holiday gifts for women, and some of the things that I found were absolutely beautiful. The designers have put out some amazing watches out there for you ladies, as well as men. They also came out with some, and you know, this is every year, but some years it's a little bit classier in my opinion than other years. Again, please know that this is my opinion. I'm not trying to force my opinions on anyone. I enjoy a good day of shopping just like anybody else. I went in search of that bag, you know, that bag that is classy enough to go from work to an evening event, and not big and bulky, so it looks like you're carrying a briefcase, but big enough that you can, you know, carry a small computer and the essentials that you need. And I did find some cool products out there, and I do recommend that you visit my blog on mkpurediamondevents.com. I did put some names in there, and the price ranges vary. I personally stay away from fabric bags. However, there are some really cute fabric bags if that's something you like. I tend more to like the leather or the faux leather. It's just more durable, and I think that's because my business, I'm in and out of the car. I'm not sitting in an office all day where I just come and place my briefcase somewhere. My briefcase used to last for years and years, but I notice the busier I get and the more I haul it here and haul it there, it's just not as durable. So now I look for other things, and I think other women are like me as well. But there are some very cute things. There are some amazing designer clothes out there that, if you're in your 20s and you're planning on hitting the party scene this year, especially New Year's Eve, at an elegant place, then I highly recommend that you check it out, because there are just things out there, clothes out there, apparel out there, and designer items for amazing bargain prices. And who doesn't like a good deal? There are also quite a few faux items. So I do recommend that you check those out if you get the chance. They are, there's faux furs out there. And I saw this one outfit that I thought was just extremely hot. It was a leather skirt, a cute sequence blouse, and then it had a faux fur on it. And I thought, wow, that would just look so elegant on New Year's Eve. You know, you have the both the warmth of the fur, yet the sexiness of a short skirt. And I think women will look amazing this year, as well as men on New Year's Eve. And this is a shout out to all my New Yorker listeners. Happy New Year! It's going to be awesome. Thank you for listening. You are listening to Maria Kamen at MKPD on Anchor.